Well, please stand with me again as we join together and sing the carols of the season. We start with "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear."
a stranger today. No room here in this world turned away. No
We read this. And she brought forth her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and she laid him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. These are chilling words. And Luke leads us beyond the quaint little village of Bethlehem. And will you go there with me? He leads us down a rocky path to some insignificant spot where we come upon a sight that most of us would find disturbing. And just a few steps away from where we stand, there asleep on the ground, there's a young peasant girl. She has bits of straw in her long dark hair. Can't you just see her? Her clothing is dirty and soiled because she's traveled from a long way, and she's lying there beneath a blanket that was once covering an animal's back. And even more distressing, we see beside her this small, crude feeding trough in which lies a newborn baby. The mother and her child, well, they seem familiar, but this manger scene doesn't look anything like one we've ever seen. Our traditions have not prepared us for the earthly realness of this nativity. Mary's not serene. No, she's not dressed in that baby blue dress. She's tired and weary, and she's given birth. And that baby, he wasn't born with that gold glow encircling his head that we see in pictures. He cried when his mother laid him in that manger bed. In fact, we wouldn't have even recognized him if we hadn't already known who he was. Can you imagine it? The long-awaited Messiah, he made this not-so-grand entrance into a place where animals were kept, and because there was no room for him. The prophets had been telling of his coming, and all of Israel was waiting his arrival. Well, he was the savior of the world. But no one had prepared room for him. And what about today? Is there room for Jesus in your Christmas? You and I have to admit that often we know that it's true of us too. We know that the reason for this season is to celebrate the birth of Christ, and we know that's what we want to do, but we get so busy. Oh, we're decorating the house and we're buying gifts for all our family and friends, and we're participating in all these holiday festivities, and we're trying so hard to make everyone happy that we forget to prepare room for him. Oh, just like the innkeeper whose inn was too full for Jesus, our hearts leave little or no room to celebrate or to worship the newborn king. The innkeeper, he shut the door on humility, he shut the door on love, and he shut the door on God. For the Savior of the world would be born that night. The innkeeper could have let him in. He could have made room, but he turned him away. There will be many people this Christmas who will turn him away. They'll have no room for Jesus. Do you know what Jesus wants for his birthday? He wants a vacancy. He wants an opening. He wants some room. Oh, so many people in Bethlehem missed the song of the angels and that first Christmas message. For unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. What about you? Have you any room for Jesus this Christmas? Will you prepare him room?
Restore the joy of our Savior. as anyone than this to sacrifice the gift of your only Son. So he laid aside all the earthly things and all that comes between this great divide.
You know, I was thinking when Terry was doing her and she ended by saying, "Will you prepare your heart?" I don't know if you heard the little one in the back say, "I will." And I thought, how fitting. And it reminded me what Jesus said, you know, unless you come to the kingdom with faith like a child, you can't enter. And I watched these little ones up here as they started, and I was praying for them. I wasn't praying that they get the songs right. I was praying, "God, from among these, hey buddy, from among these, would you raise up champions for the kingdom of God?" Our heart is Christ's home. Robert Boyd Munger wrote a book some years ago, and the book is entitled My Heart, Christ's Home, and it's a fantastic little book. And what he does in that book is he talks about what you do with Jesus in your heart. That you can lock him off in a room like some dysfunctional relative and not let him out. Or you can let him have control over all the rooms. You know, Christmas is about the Savior coming to open up all the doors and do more than just cause us to understand great spiritual truth. calls us to experience great spiritual truth. And that's why Paul says that your body is a temple. It's a residence for Christ. And so this evening, we've been blessed to be reminded as we move into this Christmas season that our hearts are Christ's home. This Christmas will be as meaningful to you to the extent that you allow Him, the Savior, to rule in your heart. And I want to encourage you, since this is the beginning of the Advent season, I want to encourage you to say, Lord, I'll prepare my heart just like the little one. I will. I'll prepare my heart to be your dwelling place. And by the way, if you've never invited Him in, why don't you do that first? Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Savior, my Lord, and my Master. Do you know He's promised that if you'll offer that prayer, He will hear it? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. No greater Christmas gift than that, is there? And so why not, if you haven't, why not call on Him to be your Savior? Don't misunderstand that this little child would grow to be God's man on the cross. Don't miss it. This year, start it right. Now, we've been blessed tonight. And by the way, if you call on Him tonight, before you leave here, grab one of us and say, I prayed that prayer. I invited Christ into my life. Let us help you. Let us tell you what the next steps are, all right? But we've been blessed already. We're going to have another song here. They're going to do another song for us, and you guys are looking marvelous. You really, y'all did good. Did y'all know that? Y'all did good. Wouldn't y'all agree? Yeah. And then our adult choir and orchestra, thank you guys for kind of getting us in the mood and beginning this season with us. Didn't they do a good job as well? Don't you love that? One of the things that we love about being here in this season is the incredible music we get to be a part of. It started this morning in both of our services. We celebrated the birth of our Savior, and it will continue throughout this month. Next Sunday night, 4 o'clock, we'll be back for another music celebration of Christmas. I hope you'll join us for that as well. But before we go, these guys have one more song for us. Sophie, you got something special. You guys got something special, don't you? Y'all are close to the microphone. Y'all are going to do something special here, aren't you? Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, we can't hardly wait. After this song, then you will be dismissed, all right? Would you give them all one more hand before we go tonight? All right. Are you guys ready? Give me the thumbs up if you're ready. Thumbs up. They're ready. All right. Y'all, let her rip.
And there in the same country were shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David the Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there is with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
his mother's side.